我们能够顺利地进入第四场的布道聚会。
We thank God for guiding us to our fourth evangelical service.
能够让我们利用这些时间，利用这些机会，来再一次地思考人生，来得到智慧。
So we can use this opportunity to again think about life and seek wisdom.
今天我们都希望人生能够更加的丰盛。
Today we all hope that our life can be more abundant.
我们都在追求更好、更幸福、更快乐的美满生活。
We want to be more prosperous, more blessed.
但是许多人在追求，但是到最后不见得每个人都能得着。
So we're all seeking for more prosperity, more abundance.
有许多人在努力，但到最后得到的答案却令他们感到失望。
But it doesn't mean we all achieve this, because often it just winds up in failure.
那我们希望得着丰盛的人生。
We may want an abundant life.
但是什么叫做丰盛的人生呢？
But what does that mean?
我们希望拥有幸福美满。
We may also want just joy.
但怎么样的生活才叫做幸福美满呢？
And what type of life has just blessedness and beauty.
那在几天的布道会当中，我们从不同的角度再一次的思考我们的人生。
Over the last few evangelical services, we studied how we can have an abundant life.
第一天，我们想要问问什么才是真正的富足。
The first night, we discussed what is truly abundance.
那在忙碌的生活，不断的追求，累积各项的拥有。你真的幸福吗？
Are you prosperous and abundant if you just try to seek after all sorts of activities and endeavors in life?
第二天晚上我们谈到了生命当中需要得着真的平安。
Second night we studied we need to have peace in our life.
因为生命当中如果没有平安，你所拥有的一切只是建立在恐惧当中。
Because if you do not have peace, then everything you've established in this world is vanity.
因为你不知道下一刻要发生什么事。
Because you do not know what will happen to you next.
你所拥有的一切可能会转眼之间离你而去。
And everything that you have may be taken away from you in an instant.
要有平静安稳，才能够得到真正的丰盛幸福。
Only through true peace and quiet can we truly be blessed and have abundance.
那第三天我们谈到了什么才是人生真正应当奔跑的方向。
On the third day, we discussed what is the true direction of life.
而方向是由许多的选择所累积而成。
Because one can choose to go in many different directions.
聪明的选择带来了丰盛的人生。
But the right choices will bring about an abundant life.
而错误的选择只给生命带来无尽的懊悔。
But the wrong choices just result in sorrow.
所以我们谈了人生的价值，我们谈了生命的平安，我们谈了奔跑的方向。
We talked about the true meaning of life. We talked about peace in life. We talked about direction in life.
在这最后的一次的布道聚会，我们就来谈一谈丰盛人生当中应当要拥有的真实盼望。
And now we're going to talk about hope, which will bring about an abundant life.
那什么是盼望呢？
What is hope?
其实盼望就是一个人他所建立的价值观。
Hope is based on the value system of the
person. 你的盼望决定了你的价值，也决定了你奔跑的道路。
Your hopes and aspirations will determine your perspectives in life.
你的盼望就是你努力一生你想要得到的最终答案。
Your hope is what you seek after in your life.
一个好的盼望使人到达生命的高点。
And a true good hope will bring about good success.
但是一个比较没有价值的盼望可能让你蹉跎浪费了一生。
But if you have not so good hope, then you may waste your life.
曾经听过有人讲过这样一句话。
There's a saying.
他说有许许多多小的努力累积起来就是一个大的成就。
Many small endeavors will result in a big victory.
啊，我想这对很多努力的学生啊，这个辛勤的上班族，或许都有这样的感受。
This applies to the diligent student, the diligent worker who works hard in school or the job.
一点一点的小努力，把它累积起来，就得到了一个大的成就。
Every small victory gained in a small battle leads to a overwhelming victory.
许多小的知识累积起来，就得到了大的智慧。
And every little wisdom gleaned and gained adds up to a lot of wisdom at the end.
但是人生当中许多小的盼望累积起来，却是生命的绝望。
But many little hopes added together may result in despair.
为什么会有这样的差别呢？
Why is this so different?
人生当中你在小事上不断努力，不断努力，不断努力，你可能会得到你的收获。
Because in our life, we may try to do this and try to do that, and we may actually succeed.
你这读书当中学习里面，你不断的学习，不断的累积，到最后你成为一个有丰富知识的人。
You keep studying real hard in school and keep getting educated, then you'll be an educated person.
但是在你的人生当中，如果你只拥有追求所谓的小确幸，就是小小的好高兴，小小的好高兴，这就是我人生好多小小的盼望。
But if all we do is focus on the little things in life and forget the big picture, then you're going to not succeed.
那到最后，你这累积的许多小盼望，却不能给你带来生命真正的价值。
Because the little picture will not bring about true meaning in your life.
所以我们今天我们在这个短暂的人生里面，一定要看清楚什么才是真的值得追求的盼望。
And so we have to really figure out what is true hope and what we should really aspire for.
因为看见盼望，你才能够拥有追求的目标。
Only when we have the correct hope, then we have the correct goal.
你才能够在奔跑、付出、努力之后，拥有更高的价值。
Then we can seek after something that is better, that is higher.
今天的人大多把他的盼望建立在世界上眼睛所能看到的一切。
Most people set their hopes on the things of the world, the things that their eyes can perceive.
所以像是刚刚毕业的学生，他的盼望可能是找个工作，买台车子。
So a new graduate from school, from college, may look to get a good job and a good car.
工作了几年，他的盼望可能是攒笔钱，能够付个头期款，能够拥有自己的房子。
And after a few years on the job, they may aspire to own a house, to have enough money to retire.
对不起，世界上的人常常把他们的盼望建立在我接下来希望拥有的。希望拥有的我所喜欢的成就。
And many people, they're setting their goals on something they've always dreamed about doing.
就是我想要这个，我努力追求它，我希望得到那个，我付出我的时间跟精神。
I want this, so I'm going to invest some time and energy to get that.
并不是说这样子的盼望它没有价值。
It's not to say that this type of hope is completely meaningless.
其实有追求，有努力，有盼望，这些盼望都有它一定的价值的。
Because there is some value in every single hope.
但是就像我们昨天所说的。
But as we said last night.
虽然你有盼望，虽然你在追求，但是这个人世间却充满了不安定跟不确定。
You may have your hopes and aspirations, but life is filled with uncertainty.
在帖撒罗尼迦前书的第五章告诉我们。
First Thessalonians chapter 5, it tells us.
帖撒罗尼迦前书的第五章。
First Thessalonians chapter 5.
第五章的第三节。
First Thessalonians 5, verse 3.
帖撒罗尼迦前书五章三节告诉我们
First Thessalonians 5 verse 3
他说人正说平安稳妥的时候灾祸忽然临到他们如同惨难临到怀胎的妇人一样 他们绝不能逃脱警戒。
Verse 3, while people are saying peace and safety, destruction will come on them suddenly as labor pains on a pregnant woman, and they will not escape.
就像我们之前在谈到平安。
We talked about peace.
我们谈到世上的平安其实是非常的不安稳，而且没有把握。
We talk that the peace in this world is uncertain, and there's no guarantee of it.
你今天说平安，下一刻可能就没有平安了。
You may say that we have peace now, but in the next instant, that peace may vanish.
这个如果我们是住在加州的人，可能会特别有感。
You may be especially
如果住在加州
knowledgeable about that if you live in California.
为什么住在加州特别有感呢？
And you may be especially brave to live in California.
不是特别有感觉，特别有感受。
You have special feeling about that.
为什么？因为加州是地震带。
Because California is a home to earthquakes.
所以随时随地都有可能有地震，大地震都有可能发生。
And any time, at any moment, an earthquake can occur.
我还记得好多年前我们还住在加州的时候。
I remember many years ago.
我们家还住在加州的时候。
When we all lived in California.
但那时候我爸妈其实已经离开加州到了德州。
My mother and father had already moved to Texas.
我一个人还留在加州，在房子里。
I was still at home in our house in California.
我还记得那个时候，我把房子卖了。
We had already sold the house.
签完合约当天晚上。
And we had finished signing the contract in that evening.
印象很深，凌晨两点左右。
Around 2 a.m.
突然这个房子在摇那个你可以那个墙不断的撞在那个墙那个床不断的撞在那个墙壁上。
Earthquake hit and my bed kept on striking the wall.
你可以听到那个木头这个地震当中木头扭曲的声音。
And you could hear the wood creaking and moving.
你可以听到那个墙壁龟裂那个裂开的那个声音
You could hear the walls cracking.
我还记得那时候半夜的时候我突然惊醒。
And I suddenly awoke.
我第一个反应说糟糕了，地震了。那个房子裂开了，有多严重
？And I suddenly cried out, "Oh no, the house is going to break apart."
经过两秒钟之后，我突然想起房子卖掉了，已经签合约了，跟我没有关系。
Two seconds later, I realized we had already closed on the house, and this is no longer my house.
所以我就继续回去睡了。
And so I went back to sleep.
隔天早上起来。
The next morning, I got up.
真的看到那个墙壁也裂了，地上的瓷砖也裂了。
I saw that the wall had indeed cracked, and the crack extended through the floor.
这个就是南加州的世界，这就是加州的人生。
This is life in California.
虽然可能我们在东岸，在纽约，在纽泽西，可能这里没有什么地震。
On the eastern seaboard, New York, New Jersey, maybe there's not many earthquakes.
但是一样这个人生当中，你要遇到什么？你不知道，我也没有把握。
But it still holds true that we don't know what's going to happen in the next moment.
所以，当我们今天把我们的盼望、追求、人生的目标都放在世界上我要得到的这些好处。
So if we just place our hopes and aspirations on the goodness that we can achieve in this world.
或许你花了时间、用了精神、付出努力。到最后却是两手空空。
All of our time, all of our effort may be expended for nothing.
有一阵子我在外面自己租房子住。
At one time, I rented a home for myself.
我隔壁的邻居是一对年轻的夫妇。
And my neighbors were a young couple.
很优秀，很成功这个人生的胜利组
They were very successful. Someone who was the model couple.
夫妻两个都是非常好的学校，常春藤毕业的。
Both of them had graduated from top schools.
这个年纪轻轻，三十多岁，先生已经是一家大公司的主管了。
They were in their early 30s. The husband was already a high executive.
他们刚刚买了房子。
They had just purchased a home.
他们刚刚生了一个孩子。
They just had a baby.
就是在这个人生最成功、最顺利、最快乐的时候。
This is the prime of their life. They were overfilled with joy.
却在他们的却在这个先生的那个年度健康检查，他的 annual checkup 的时候，突然发现癌症三期。
But suddenly, during a routine annual checkup, the husband discovered he had stage 3 cancer.
这个先生其实你看他真的 常常运动啊，重视饮食，感觉就是那种非常健康、非常强壮的一个人啊。
The husband seemed very young, very healthy, very bright, vibrant, always exercising, watching what he ate.
所以他去做检查的时候，也完全没有想到说居然会晴天霹雳，居然癌症三期。
And so there was a complete surprise when he discovered he had stage 3 cancer.
在这个人生以为平安啊、顺利啊、成功的时候，这个灾祸就突然临到。
And so when everyone thought there was peace, there was safety, that's when destruction came.
请问这世间的平安在哪里？
And so where is the peace in this world?
请问这个时候你人生的价值又有什么盼望呢？
And when times like that happen, what is your hope?
你的大公司能够给你带来人生的丰盛吗？
Your big company, can it really bring you satisfaction?
你的好学历可以使你感受到生命的幸福吗？
Your good education, does that really bring you joy and blessing?
你的新房子可以给你带来真正的盼望吗？
Your new house, does that really bring you hope?
所以我们并不是讲世界上的东西不好，不值得追求。
We're not saying that these things are unnecessary or bad.
而是告诉我们说，生命当中你需要找到一个更高、更有价值的目标。
But the point is, we need to find a true hope, a better hope, a real hope.
我们来看《传道书》的第二章。
Let's turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 2.
传道书的第二章。
Ecclesiastes chapter 2.
传道书第二章的第四节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 2 verse 4。
第四节。
Verse 4。
我为自己动大工程，建造房屋，栽种葡萄园。第五节。
Five。
建造修造园有，在其中栽种各样果树木，挖造水池，用以浇灌嫩小的树木。第七节。
Seven。
我又买了蒲杯，也有生在家中的蒲杯，又买又有许多的牛群、羊群，胜过以前在耶路撒冷众人所拥有的。第八节。我又为自己积蓄金银，并君王的财宝和各省的财宝，又得歌唱的男女和世人所喜爱的物，并许多的妃嫔。在这里作诗的人是个非常富裕而且成功的人。
The writer of this passage was very prosperous and successful in the eyes of the world.
作者所罗门不但在当时是个伟大的君王，在后世也是人羡慕的这个拥有许多财富的一个富足的王啊。
And King Solomon was a very famous and powerful king in his time, and was admired even afterwards.
甚至到了今天，仍然有所谓的这个传说，叫做所罗门王的宝藏。
And even now, we think about Solomon's treasures and mines and riches.
所以他人生当中，他眼所看的，心中所想的，他要什么有什么。
And whatever he wanted, he helped himself to it.
这是我们人生觉得这才是成功，这才是值得这个好羡我们好羡慕的人生。
To the people of the world, this was the model that we all aspired to.
你有的他都有，你没有的他也有。
Whatever you have, he has. Whatever he has, you don't have.
因为圣经讲说，他只要想要的，没有他拿不到的。
Because in the Bible it says that whatever he wanted, he got.
但是当所罗门过着这样奢华富裕的人生
，But after living a life like this,
这个想要盖大工程，想要盖大房子，想要挖大水池，想要做什么，他就可以做什么。
He undertook great projects. He built houses. He made gardens. He built reservoirs. Whatever he did.
我们来看这样子的人生追求、拥有的盼望，到底给所罗门留下了什么呢
？So what does all of this bring to Solomon?
我们看回来《传道书》的第二章的第十节。
Let's read chapter 2, verse 10.
第十节。
Chapter 2, verse 10.
这里说，凡我眼所求，我没有留下不给他。我的心所乐， 我没有禁止不享受，因为我的心为我一切所劳碌的快乐，这就是我从劳碌所得的份。十一节。
11.
后来我查看我手所经营的一切事和我劳碌所成的功，谁知都是虚空，都是捕风，在日光之下毫无益处。请念。
Verse 10, I denied myself nothing my eyes desired. I refused my heart no pleasure. My heart took delight in all my work, and this was the reward for all my labor. 11. Yet when I surveyed all that my hands had done, and what I had toiled to achieve, everything was meaningless, a chasing after the wind. Nothing was gained under the sun.
所罗门他在人生当中有很多的目标。
Solomon had many hopes and aspirations and goals.
他也有许多的盼望。
He had many hopes.
他要造大工程，他要盖大房屋，他要他要挖大水池，他要拥有许许多多的享乐奢华。
He did projects big and small, building houses, planting vineyards, building reservoirs.
那这些盼望有没有给他带来好处？
But did any of this bring him true benefit?
这些盼望有没有给他一点价值？
Did this give him true value?
其实是有的哦。
Sure, okay.
你看哦，这里讲说，我在劳碌当中快乐，我欣赏享受我劳碌所做的一切工。
Because verse 10, his heart had some pleasure, his heart delighted in the work, this was his reward.
所以人生当中设定目标，努力追求，达到成就，你是会快乐的。
So in this world, if you struggle to achieve something and you actually achieve it, yeah, you'll be happy.
因为它是有价值的。
Because there's some value to it.
但是到了第十一节，这个所罗门再回头去看他的人生。
But then look at verse 11 when Solomon looked back on his life.
为什么这里突然从有价值变成虚空，从让我快乐变成毫无益处呢？
Why does he go from, yeah, I delighted in it, that was a reward, to me, saying, oh, this is all meaningless?
到底第十节到第十一节到底出了什么事？
What happened?
为什么你的看法，你的眼光会完全改变？
What happened between verse 10 and verse 11 that was a 180-degree turn?
那我们看第十六节。
Let's read verse 16.
第十六节。
Verse 16.
这里讲说，智慧人跟愚昧人一样，无人纪念，因为日后都被忘记。可叹智慧人死亡，与愚昧人无益。请念。
Verse 16. For the wise man, like the fool, will not be long remembered. In days to come, both will be forgotten. Like the fool, the wise man too must die.
所以第十节到第十一节，所罗门为什么他对价值、对追求、对盼望？却产生了两种完全不一样的看法。
And so why was it that his verdict in verse 10 and the verdict in verse 11 were completely different?
甚至到了第十七节，他说：“所以我恨恶生命啊。”
His conclusion, verse 17, I hated life.
为什么他说日光之下所做的都没有价值呢？
Because everything under the sun was meaningless.
明明在第十节说：“我劳碌的工作让我喜悦，我欣赏我所做的一切。”劳碌的让我感到快乐啊。
Because in verse 10, he says, I delighted in my work. I was rewarded for all my labors.
他最大的问题就是因为人最后要面对死亡。
But the problem is, at the end, all human beings must die.
如果不需要面对死亡，第十节是人生值得追求的目标。
And if we are not going to die, well then verse 10 is great. We just labor in this world and achieve success.
但是因为要面对死亡，所以第十一节成为人生的真相。
But because we're all going to die, then verse 11 brings everything into a perspective.
所以当我们谈到生命的盼望，
So when we talk about hope in life,
我们就必须要做一个价值的对比。
We have to weigh the values.
世界上的东西它的确有价值。
The things in the world, yeah, they have value.
但是世上的东西在你离开世间的那一刻，就跟你一点关系都没有了。
But that value disappears the minute you leave this world.
所以它的价值有，但是它的价值很有限。
So yes, there's value to the things of the world, but they're limited.
它可以成为你的盼望。
They can be your hope.
但是这个盼望却会离开你而去。
But this hope is going to vanish one day.
因为当你离开的时候，你什么都带不走，这些对你一点意义都没有。
Because you're going to leave this world and you can't bring it with you.
这就是如果今天我们的盼望 建立在世界上的东西。
And so if we place our hopes on the things of the world,
啊，你说你如果有一天离开这个人世间，
when we leave this world,
请问你，你房子带着走吗？
Can you take your house with you?
请问你，你车子带着走吗？
Can you take your car with you?
请问你，你银行的账号带着走吗？
Can you take your bank account with you?
请问你，当你离开的那一间，那一刻，你到底有哪一样东西是你可以带着走的？
What are you taking with you when you leave this world?
啊，所以所罗门说，当我想到这样子的事情，我的人生就绝望了。
And so when he thought about this, then he discovered life was meaningless.
因为到最后，我所做的一切，我付出的劳力，我所经营的所有，我一样都带不走，变成空虚，变成了绝望。
Because everything that he achieved, all his successes, all this became meaningless when he would die.
那所以这就是今天你我所需要面对人生的事实，生命的真相。
So this is the reality of life that we all must face.
啊，今天早上啊，侯传道在聚会的时候有说。
This morning, Pastor Ho spoke to us.
有的人对所谓的生死的问题非常的敏感。
Some people are very sensitive to truth
in life. 不想听，不想讨论，甚至不想去想它。
They don't like to think about the realities of life.
但是你不去想，不代表它不存在。
But even if we don't like to face the realities of life, doesn't mean the realities don't exist.
你不去面对，不代表你不需要面对它。
Just because we don't want to own the reality, doesn't mean the reality isn't there.
因为圣经里面告诉我们。
Because the Bible tells us.
我们来看希伯来书的第九章。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 9.
希伯来书的第九章。
Hebrews chapter 9.
希伯来书第九章的第二十七节。
Hebrews 9 verse 27。
二十七节。
Hebrews 9 verse 27。
按着定命，人人都有一死，死后且有审判，请念。
27. Just as man is destined to die once, and after that to face judgment.
那在这里，希伯来书的作者来告诉我们生命的真相。
This is our destiny.
你不管喜不喜欢。你不管要不要去面对。
Doesn't matter if you like that destiny or not.
这里告诉我们说，按着定命，人人都要面对生命的结束。
But that is our destiny, is to die.
所以有些人说，你不要讲这个题目，我不喜欢，我不想听。
Some people say, don't talk to me about death, I don't want to hear it.
但是你就算不想听，你一样要去面对它。
But even if you don't want to hear it, listen, it's coming.
所以有的人对这个话题好敏感。
And so people are very sensitive sometimes.
我们如果从亚洲来的亚洲来的我们可能就知道啊。
Some of us from Asia may be more sensitive to this issue.
有的地方非常敏感甚至住的房子一楼、二楼、三楼、五楼。就直接跳五楼，你就按电梯直接跳五楼啦。
And so in Asia, the elevators may be marked 1, 2, 3, and 5.
为什么？因为在中文里面的四听起来好像死一样
Because the number 4 in Chinese sounds like the same word for death.
所以你住四楼，哎呀，好可怕怎么住四楼呢
？Because if you live on the fourth floor, you're living on the death floor.
但是你不知道其实我在台湾的时候，我家就住四楼
But in Taiwan, we lived on the fourth floor.
为什么住四楼
？Why?
因为四楼好
It's good.
因为四楼便宜
Because it's cheap.
因为四楼买的人少
No one wants to buy the fourth floor.
所以像真耶稣教会的信徒
So true Jesus Church members.
因为我们信主，我们人生有盼望，我们将来有天家，所以我们没有害怕，没有恐惧的。
We believe in Jesus. We have hope in the eternal salvation and eternal kingdom of God.
听说有的信徒听说在台湾的信徒买四楼、买凶宅、买鬼屋。通通没有人在害怕的。
In Taiwan, our TJC members, they buy the fourth floor, they buy next to the cemetery, they buy all the enchanted evil places.
为什么没有害怕？为什么没有恐惧？
Why were they not superstitiously afraid?
因为我们是信主的人，我们的生命在神的手中。
Because we believe in Jesus, our lives are in His hands.
因为我们是有盼望的人，我们的盼望在将来灵魂的归宿。
Because we have hope in eternal life.
所以世界上很多人非常非常的害怕，不想面对，也不愿意去讨论这个死亡的话题。
So many people in the world are afraid of death and discussing death.
但是如果你今天要讨论盼望，
But if you want to talk about hope,
讨论盼望，你一定要讨论到生跟死。
If you're going to talk about hope, you got to talk about life and death.
讨论盼望，你一定要讨论暂时跟永恒。
You want to talk about hope, you got to talk about temporary and eternal.
因为暂时的价值在永恒的对比下，突然发现一点价值都没有。
Because anything that has value in a temporary fashion pales in comparison to eternity.
所以虽然这个话题我们不喜欢。
And so even though we don't like to hear about this,
但是我们一样要好好的去面对，因为这是人生的现实跟真相。
We can't ignore reality. We got to face it.
曾经有一位同龄告诉我
church member told me.
有一个信徒告诉我说，他在海边看到一个很有趣的事情
He was at the shore and he saw something interesting.
他说有一天他到那个海滩去那边去散步去海滩散步。
He took a walk on the beach.
他看到有一个老先生，一个老人家这个运动跑步从那个海滩的那个他的那个 bulwark 就是那个从海滩边这样子跑运动感觉非常健康
And he saw an older man running along the beach on the boardwalk.
他就特别看了一下。
And he purposely watched this old man.
他说这个老人家这个非常健康的老人家穿着一件很有趣的这个 T-shirt 穿了一件很有趣的这个衣服
And he saw that the old man was wearing an interesting T-shirt.
这个前面写的是 Eat right, exercise often, 就是吃得很健康而且常运动。
And so the T-shirt said, "Eat right, exercise often."
所以他跑过去的时候，很多人对他微笑点头，很好的生活态度。
And so when people saw this old man wearing this T-shirt jogging, they said, "Yeah, good job."
只是他跑过去之后留下许多人非常的错愕
But people got a bad impression when they saw him.
因为什么？因为他前面写 "Eat right, exercise often," 后面写一个 "Still die."
In the front of his T-shirt, it said, "Eat right, exercise often."
On
the back of his T-shirt, it said, "Still die."
你看到前面，这个要吃的很健康这个运动很多。后面写说还是会死
In the front, it says, "Eat right, exercise often." In the back, the reality is you're still going to die.
所以这其实是什么？这就是人生，这就是真相
This is human life.
不管你喜不喜欢，不管你多么的注意健康，不管你怎么样维持你的生活，总有一天，迟早人都要面对这个话题。
It doesn't matter how well you take care of yourself, how well you eat, how well you exercise, you're still going to die.
而只有当人好好的停下脚步思考这个话题。才能够得到生命的智慧。
So only when we stop for a second, think about it, then we can realize what true meaning and hope in life is.
因为当人会思想人生的结局。
Because when human beings think about our destiny,
人才会开始想思想人生的价值。
And then we'll think about true value.
如果我们今天要面对人生的结束。
If we're going to address the situation,
请问你所追求的对你来讲它的意义有多少有多大？
What the things that we're pursuing after right now are they meaningful or meaningless?
所以圣经里面它提醒我们
And so the Bible reminds us.
提醒我们我们来看传道书的第七章。
Let's turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 7.
传道书的第七章。
Ecclesiastes chapter 7.
第二节。
Verse 2.
传道书的七章第二节。
Ecclesiastes 7 verse 2.
第二节。这里说往遭伤的家去，强如往宴乐的家去，因为死是众人的结局，活人也必将这事放在心上。请念
Verse 2, it is better to go to a house of mourning than to go to a house of feasting, for death is the destiny of every man. The living should take this to heart.
在这里告诉我们说，有时候到那个遭伤之家会让我们得到人生的智慧。
Going to a house of mourning brings about wisdom.
其实我一直都有一个比较奇怪的习惯。
I have a strange practice.
就是我很喜欢，好喜欢逛墓园
That's I love to go and look at a cemetery.
不知道为什么会这样从小就是这样。
I don't know why, but ever since I was a little kid.
每次到那个如果参加丧礼这个到了墓园，我就喜欢去看墓志铭。喜欢去看那个墓碑上面写的东西
Anytime I attend a funeral, I wander around the cemetery and like to read the tombstones.
其实到了长大这个习惯没有改有时候反而越来越变本加厉，越来越严重
And this practice got increasingly stronger as I got older, and even now I still do that.
我们家在疫情之前我们家都会安排 每年都会有一次带着太太跟孩子出去家庭旅行啊。
And so every year, me and the wife and kids will try to have a family trip.
那每次要出去，我太太在做研究，要去哪里，她都先看附近有没有墓园呐。
And any destination that we intend to go to, she'll see if there's a famous cemetery.
啊，甚至会把那个墓园排在那个我们出去旅行的plan 我们的那个安排里面啊。
And she'll even put a visit to the cemetery as part of our itinerary.
啊，所以2016年啊，我们到意大利。
So in 2016, we went to Italy.
啊，这个从米兰下机，打拖着行李出了机场。
We got off the plane in Milan and left the airport.
那我太太直接告诉我说，我带你去个好地方。
And my wife said, I'm going to take you to some place good.
哦，她就把我们就拖着行李，带着两个小孩，就开始逛那个米兰大墓园呐。
And we dragged our cemetery and the two, dragged our great luggage and the two kids to a cemetery there.
啊，我真的觉得我太太真懂我。
And at that moment, I realized my wife knew me.
啊，因为啊，那个的走在墓园当中啊，去真的是啊，感觉非常的安静啊。
Because it's very peaceful in the cemetery.
啊，都没有人吵你，大家都在睡觉。
There are no big crowds. Everyone's sleeping.
啊，真你走在当中，你会真的去思考人生。
And then you can think about life.
你走在当中，你会突然发现你那个急躁的心。突然就安静下来。
And you'll find that your heart settles down.
你走在这个安静的墓园里面，你看看左右，你突然发现说，原来这就是人生的真相。
You look to the left and look to the right, and you know this is the direction of human beings.
你走完墓园，你不禁要问问自己说，那我人生的价值在哪里？
And then you ask yourself, what is my true value in life?
所以我们今天因为思想死亡反而得到了智慧。
And so when we think about death, then we gain wisdom.
而你我不要去逃避这个话题。
It's not something we should ignore.
因为只有认清楚去面对这个话题，你才有机会去寻找在死亡之上更重要的永恒。
Because only when we face the truth of life that it's going to be death, then we can find true value.
我们刚所念在希伯来书里面告诉我们。
What we read in Hebrews tells us.
是啊，按着定命，人人都有一死。
Yes, we're all going to die.
啊，你看到这一句，你觉得好绝望啊。
And we may despair.
啊，哇，这个好可怜呐，人人都要死啊，那人生的价值在哪里？
Oh my goodness, we're all going to die. What's the value? What's the meaning of life?
你要看到后面那一行啊。
But how about afterwards?
哦，按着定命，人人都有一死。
We're all going to die. That's our destiny.
但是死后且有审判。
But after that, there's judgment.
其实这是一句好话。
To some, this is good news.
你不要觉得说，哎呀，有审判啊，好可怕啊！
We shouldn't
be afraid. 你要知道，这是一句很重要的好话。
Because this is no reason for fear, but rather this is good news.
他告诉你说，人生不是只有死亡，人死了不是进入永恒的黑暗。
This tells us that after death, there's something else. It's just not eternal doom or darkness.
如果人死了以后就一死百了，什么都没有。
If after death there was nothing.
那我告诉你，人生真的是悲哀的。
And then I would tell you, yeah.
那我可以告诉你，人生没有什么价值。
It's terrible. Life is meaningless.
如果人死了，一切就结束了。
If life just ends at death.
如果死后没有盼望，活着的时候就没有价值了，没有意义的。
No hope after death, then life truly is meaningless.
但是因为他多了一句死后且有审判，他就给你带来了盼望。
But after death, there's judgment, and that brings us hope.
告诉你说，没有死亡不是最终的答案，死亡不是众人的结局，不是众人的结束。
So death is not the final destination.
说还有呢。
There's more to come.
后面还有你要面对审判。
And we have to face judgment.
其实这是一件好事。
This is good news, not bad news.
代表说在人短暂的生命死亡之后，还有一个更值得追求、超越的一个盼望。
Because after this short period of time called life, there's something else, a hope that we have to look forward to.
唯一的差别就是到那日审判的时候，请问你审判的结果，你所得到的是什么？
But the big question is, what's the result of our judgment?
我们来看希伯来书的第二章。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 2.
希伯来书的第二章。
Hebrews chapter 2.
希伯来书的第二章的第十五节。
Hebrews chapter 2, verse 15.
第十五节。
15.
这里说并要释放那对不起我们看希伯来书的第十一节。
Let's read verse 11.
希伯来书的第十一节的第啊，对不起，十一章的第十三节。
Hebrews 11 verse 13。
希伯来书十一章的第十三节。
Hebrews 11 verse 13。
啊，这里说这些人是存着信心死的，并没有得到所应许的，却从远处望见，且欢喜迎接，并承认自己在世上是客旅，是寄居的。第十四节，
14.
说这样话的人是表明自己要找一个家乡。十五节，
15.
他们若想念所离开的家乡，还有可以回去的机会。十六节，
16.
他们却羡慕一个更美的家乡，就是在天上的，所以神被称为他们的神，并不以为耻，因为他已经为他们预备了一座城。请念十六节。
Verse 16 reads, Instead, they were longing for a better country, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them.
所以圣经里面告诉我们说，神将这个永生的观念放在我们的心中。
And so God put the concept of eternity in our hearts.
让人去思考，让人去想，到底人生死亡之后，后面是什么，然后要面对什么。
Human beings can think not just about this life, but eternal life.
死后有审判，死后要面对，死后还有一个永恒的结局。
That after death, there's more to come. There's another destination.
那这后面的到底我们所要面对是什么？
And so, what are we going to face?
在这里告诉我们说，说有些人他所盼望的是那将来更美的天家。
And so here it says that there were people who were living by faith with hope for something better.
所以虽然他们活在这个世界，
so even though they were alive in this world,
但是他们活得简单。他们人生的这个生活很简单，这个人生的追求非常的简单。
They tried to live a simple life and have simple aspirations while in this world.
在这里讲到圣经当中有一个人名叫亚伯拉罕。
In the Bible, there's a man named Abraham.
亚伯拉罕是一个非常非常有钱的人。
Abraham was very wealthy by worldly standards.
但是他的人生，他的目光从来不是在有钱要变得更有钱。
But his hope was not to gain even more riches and wealth in this planet.
所以圣经里面告诉我们说，亚伯拉罕有钱，但是他从来没有投资土地，也没有去盖大房子，要盖一个大城市都没有的。
So while he was alive, he did not buy lot of land. He did not build cities for himself.
圣经里面讲说，他就过着一个很简单的游牧生活，从这里搬到那里，从这里搬到那里啊。
But rather, he lived a life of wandering about, a Bedouin, moving from here to there.
圣经里面告诉我们，希伯来书说，那是因为亚伯拉罕他的盼望不在世界上的土地，也不在世界上的城池。
The Bible in Hebrews tells us that's because Abraham did not put his hope.
这里讲说亚伯拉罕所看见的是那将来要得着天上更美的永恒荣耀。
But rather he looked forward to a better place in heaven.
所以亚伯拉罕他的人生非常单纯，非常简单，就是朝着那个将来的盼望前进。
And that's why he lived such a simple life in this world, because he was looking at something better in the next.
那我们就要问问自己，请问一下，我们今天人生的盼望是什么？
And so, what's it like with us? What is our hope?
主耶稣告诉他的门徒，
Jesus told his disciples,
他说，我去是要为你们预备一个更美的地方。
He says, I'm going away because I'm going to prepare you a better place.
让你的灵魂能够回到那更美的归宿。
So that your soul can go to some place even better.
所以今天我们来信耶稣，从来不是为了这些短暂世界暂时的盼望。
So today we come to Jesus not to gain blessings in this world.
或许来到教会，或许认识耶稣，或许靠着祷告，你会得到神的恩典跟一些生活上的帮助。会的。
Yes, you will get some blessing from God when you come to church, when you kneel down before Him and pray to Him.
这都是神的恩典，这些都是值得感恩的事。
This is blessing, and we must be thankful and praise God for it.
但是我们的朋友，我们的弟兄姐妹，我们千万不要看错了。
But brothers and sisters, friends, do not be mistaken.
因为这些并不是我们今天信耶稣的目标。
This is not the reason we believe in Jesus.
他是恩典，但是他不是盼望。
Jesus is grace, but that's
这些恩典，这些是好处。这些是好事，但是它不是我们信耶稣的盼望。
Our physical worldly blessings are not our hope. These are just
blessings. 更不是我们今天信耶稣的目标。
And they are not the reason we believe in Jesus.
我们所追求的乃是到最后在审判之日， 能够坦然无惧地站在审判台前。
But rather, what we really believe in Jesus for is for that final judgment.
能够面对主耶稣，能够良心平安，能够进入天国，能够享受永远的福气。
We can face Jesus with a clear conscience, knowing that we're going to go to heaven and live eternally with him.
这是许许多多弟兄姐妹的目标。
This is the goal of brothers and sisters.
请问一下，这是你今天追求信仰的盼望吗？
Is this the reason that you believe in Jesus?
所以我们今天要认清楚盼望。
So what is true hope?
你才能够知道，在这个短暂的人生。你要怎么样行？
Once you know what true hope is, then you'll know what you ought to do in this world.
在提摩太后书的第三章第十五节告诉我们。
Second Timothy chapter 3 verse 15.
提摩太后书的第三章的第十五节。
Second Timothy 3 verse 15.
三章第十五节。
3 verse 15.
第十五节，并且知道你是从小明白圣经。这圣经能使你因信耶稣基督有得救的智慧，请念。
15. And how from infancy you have known the holy scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus.
我们在结束今天下午的分享以前，就用这一节来做最后的结束。
So this will be our concluding verse.
我们谈到盼望。我们谈到生命当中要有真实的盼望。
We talked about hope and that we need to have the correct hope.
我们谈到死亡并不是一切的结束。
And that death is not the final destiny.
我们谈到人有灵魂。
We have a soul.
谈到人要面对审判。
And we will face judgment.
而按照圣经，那审判之日成功的进入天国享永福。
And after judgment, if you're successful, you go to heaven to receive an eternal reward.
但是这一条道路失败的要落入地狱受永刑。
Those who fail judgment go to eternal damnation in hell.
所以到最后死后却有审判，审判之日只有两条路而已。
So after death there's judgment and the result of judgment is two.
你只能往上享永福或往下受永刑。
Go up to reward or down to damnation.
但是怎么样来决定？
What decides?
怎么样来决定你是往上还是往下？
What determines your fate to go up or down?
怎么样来决定你是得到永恒的盼望，还是面对永远的刑罚？
Eternal reward or eternal condemnation?
这里并不讲你做了多少好人好事，你捐了多少钱给穷苦的这个慈善机构，这里都不讲这些的。
It doesn't matter according to the Bible how much money you donate to the poor, how many good deeds you've done.
在提摩太后书，他只讲一件事。
Second Timothy only mentions one thing.
说圣经使你有得救的智慧。
It says the Holy Scriptures, the Holy Bible will give you wisdom for salvation.
圣经使你能够在审判之日得胜。
To receive life during the eternal judgment.
圣经使你能够得到天国添加永恒的盼望。
To give you hope for eternal life in heaven.
所以怎么样得胜，怎么样得着这个永恒的盼望。
How can you be victorious? How can you win?
没有其他方法，就是认识圣经。并且遵照圣经。
And that's to know the Bible and to follow it.
所以天国是努力的人进去的。
So the Bible is, the kingdom of heaven is for those who strive.
只有一个人把信仰当做一件很认真的事情啊。
Only those who really are fervent to follow the Bible.
你把信仰当做一个非常认真的事。
And if you think of your faith as something you need to work hard for.
你很认真，所以你重视圣经上讲的话。
If you work hard to follow the commandments in the Bible.
你对你的灵魂很负责，所以你将你所学的道在生活当中行出来。
If you invest deeply into following the words of the Bible in your daily life.
像这样的人才能够在这个有限短暂的人生找到那个得着那个永恒的盼望。
And then this type of person will find the true hope of eternal life.
能够在世得到神的眷顾跟保守。
And to have protection and guidance from God.
当时间到了，当时间到了，要面对人生的结束，能够欢喜迎接那更美的将来。
And when the time is right, they will accept with joy eternal life.
求主耶稣帮助我们每一个人。
We hope Jesus will help us.
使我们都能够看见并且拥有这种最真实的永恒盼望。
So that we can see the true hope that we all ought to have.
一起来唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
一起唱诗157首。
157.